Hello, welcome back to the podcast Nina's Drive. I don't necessarily have a specific topic that I want to talk about today, but definitely a couple of things that I've gathered from the past month. April, honestly, it's really weird, but I'm grateful that April is like this because for me, April has always been a month of kind of like defrosting, if that makes sense, like literally spring as it is. I have this reoccurring annual theme of renewal, and it's because I think during winter I just become like a snail and hibernate and don't want to be outside. But then April hits and I'm like, oh, I love life, I love the sun, I love people, I want to talk, I want to walk, you know, like you just feel lively. That's what April means to me. So I really cherish this month. It's one of my favorite months of the year. I love it, and this is why I've been a little silent in MIA on the pod recently. That's because I've been gathering more of reflections of my brain, of what I've absorbed, and introspection and all of this stuff. So also a lot of reading. You know what I've done? A lot of reading and looking into Joe Dispenza and Gabby Bernstein. A lot of reading. Yeah, okay, so the first one is negativity is a synonym of resistance. What that means is that it takes more energy to be negative, to have that negative perspective, than a positive one. It takes away more of your energy. I'm reading the notes that I took on this. What I wrote is that negative energy is a synonym of resistance. It takes more energy to be negative. I don't have enough of this. My ego needs this, is the underlying message. So if you don't have it, it's a lack of, which is a scarcity mindset, and that's a terrible mindset for manifesting. Yeah, so if you took, this paragraph is very all over the place, but there's very much valuable information in here. Let's start with the negative energy being a synonym of resistance. Think of your thoughts like a dam, like one of those water dams, and that wall that you built for yourself is kind of that negativity that you so easily lean on. And the thing is, positive energy, it doesn't take as much effort as negative energy, but the reason we all revert back to negative energy is that because we've been subconsciously wired that way, to think like that since we were children. Imagine back in your kindergarten years, first grade, whatever it is, teachers will ask you, like, well, in my personal experience, I cannot speak for the world because I don't know each experience, but my teacher was always like, so what are foods that you don't like? Are you a picky eater? What are songs that you don't like? It's always like, you don't like this, that. People complain, there's more energy. It's like, you won't believe what just happened to me today. Someone honked at me, I've had the worst day. It's so easy to complain. So that really takes a lot of your positive energy in retrospect. So it's you have to be very mindful about what you speak into existence, because your words are your thoughts and your thoughts are your words. So it's kind of like a never-ending cycle. You have to break it, be positive. It takes less energy in the long run, less of your energy. Yeah, so back to the dam situation. That wall that you're building is complaints, negative perspective of this, that, and you kind of resist yourself into allowing yourself to receive what's out there for you. So think of the scarcity versus the abundant mindset. I don't know if you guys are like me, but have been scrolling through TikTok and see all these TikToks. Correction. I don't know if you're pretty much like mine. And it's like, be abundant, Sunday reset. You know, the clean girl aesthetic, that one. Yeah, so think abundant mindset. Let me break it down for you, because it's a commonly thrown around word, like many other words, like authenticity, which honestly nowadays doesn't mean as much as it did 2 years ago, because it's such a commonly used word and oftentimes it's not properly used. So abundance is matching your own vibration, your mental vibration, into allowing yourself to receive what is meant for you. So, hold on. I'm going to give you an example, a real life example of what happened with me within the last 3 months. So, I used to live, I'm super grateful for the apartment I live in now, but I used to live in not my ideal apartment situation. It wasn't very big. I'm very grateful for this place because I learned a lot in it. I learned a lot about myself, living alone, all of that. And I don't think I could have handled a bigger space. This space taught me what I needed to be taught. But there's a time where you outgrow everything and it's time to keep going, right? It was time. Overdue. Time was overdue. But I learned a lot from this place. It was a studio, but I was always complaining. I was always complaining about this place. And I tried not to, but it was because the first year I lived here for 2 years. The first year I lived here in that apartment, I had such a negative perspective towards life. And I flipped it around by the second year, like full 180 flip, 360 transformation, all these angles, complete transformation of my perspective towards life and everything. It was a lot more positive. And so the second year, I was trying not to complain as much as about everything else, and I think I succeeded in that, except for the apartment, because I had already complained about it so much. It was such a huge problem in my head, even though at the end of the day, I had safety. I had a door that locked sometimes. I had a roof above my head. I had hot water sometimes. There were just, yeah, okay, this is, see why I'm doing it again. There were a few minor problems, but because of my perspective towards life, they were not minor in my perspective. Does that make sense? So this scarcity mindset didn't attract, scarcity as in like negative, like, oh, there's not enough good apartments left for me. Everyone's already taken them. There's not enough hot water for me. I'm probably gonna have cold water. Boom, no hot water in the middle of winter. And so then I would be like, Mom, you won't believe I had to shower in cold water for the past week and there's no heating in my building. What is she gonna do about this? And what am I gonna do? You know, like, nothing good comes from this. Nothing good comes from complaining, except maybe, no, actually, nothing good comes from complaining. And I went on for 2 years, and this didn't bring me much abundant energy until I flipped my perspective on this and I said, thank you, universe, for giving me an apartment that has the ability to be a heated apartment. Thank you for having a door that is safe, walls around me. Thank you for my own space. I don't live with roommates. Thank you for my own space. I'm so grateful for this. And what that does is that the universe matches your vibrational frequency no matter where it vibrates. If it's a good vibrational frequency, like I started establishing through my thoughts, through my words, projecting my brain onto the world, into the world, into the literal oxygen that we speak in. And if you project this positive vibrational frequency, you attract that. So whatever you speak into existence, you attract. So as I was speaking all this negativity into my existence, guess what? I was not attracting anything positive for a year. I was not vibrating at a good frequency that year. That was a tough year. I learned a lot, but it was tough. But I learned, and the second year living there, I started to attract the right frequency of where I wanted to go in life. And that's because I let go of the negative scarcity mindset. And I started establishing the things that I had, being grateful for the things that I had. Because the universe, all that you do is that you kind of, it's okay. Imagine like a friend. You're okay. You know what? A genie. Aladdin was not wrong. He wasn't wrong. The universe is literally a genie. Because if you say, well, a genie that has a sense of humor, I guess. Because if you say, I'm so grateful for this beautiful, beautiful apartment that I have because of this, and I love that, and I'm so grateful to experience this. That's the abundance mindset. That's the gratitude mindset. You're going to get positive, good things from this outcome. And the genie, which is the universe, is going to be like, oh, you know what? Shadi's loving it down here. I'm going to send her more hot water. I'm going to send her another apartment option if she needs it. It's going to be there. I'm going to send her this, that, blah, blah, blah. You're getting gifts left and right from the universe. It could be through signs, through numbers, through people in your life, all of that, but you receive because you attract, right? So if you're shooting out these negative frequency waves, like, I really don't like my apartment, I hate my apartment, I hate that I can't get hot water when I want, I hate this, hate that, I don't know, like, I don't want to hate speaking things into existence as an example. But if you say all of these things, the genie's gonna be like, you know what? This girl is not grateful for anything. Why should I send her more? Why should I offer her more? Why should I give her more if she's not gonna appreciate it? So, what I'm trying to get to here is appreciate the small things. All these little sayings, like the famous little quotes that you hear, they're so thrown around and like commonly used that they kind of lose their value. And I'm here breaking it down for you guys so you understand it, because this is a truly life-changing mindset in my perspective, and I just want to share this with the world. And I hope that this can get to as many people as it needs to get to. Anyways, this was like basically long story short of the rule of manifestation. Be grateful for the everything that you have, for the small things. Speak it out into existence. Just let's do a little exercise right now, because as soon as you establish your gratitude for this, abundance follows. Abundance in anything. It could be, I am grateful for my safety. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the ability to walk. Next thing you know, you're gonna hit your new running PR. These are the things that follow abundance as abundance, in the form of abundance, following the gratitude. So, yeah, the exercise right now, list five things that you're grateful for. List your favorite, think of your favorite color and see anything that you have of your favorite color. Everyone, random things like that. Just things that you love. Focus on things that you love and things that you're grateful for, things that you couldn't live without, and you're like truly so happy to your from your core, grateful that you have them in your life. Like, thank you. I deserve this because I was placed on this universe to experience good things. So I should be allowed to experience good things, no? Like, this is literally why I'm here, to experience life through joy, through the abundance mindset as it is, and live the highest version of myself truly. Like, why else are we here? To experience life and to share love. Bob Marley core, okay? So gratitude, go. List your grateful things. I'll give you a moment of silence while I read my notes that make no sense. Okay. I hope that you spoke your gratitude and your love into existence. I'm still reading my notes that make no sense, but I don't want it to be silent anymore. So I'm going to continue to yap. Possibly valuable information as well. All right, I'm just going to share what I wrote because I think that you guys will understand the reason why I'm not taking anything valuable from this paragraph. So it says, projecting onto your manifestation is not a lack of, just simply wanting creation, joy. You are a field of feelings. Souls don't speak language. Sounds speak feeling. Focus on creating. Yeah, I'm gonna need a moment. All right, I have the moment. So what I took from my testing, guys, you won't believe what happened to me. I spoke 5 minutes and my microphone turned off. It didn't record it. That kind of shows to say that I was yapping a little too hard and this info wouldn't have reached. Oh my, another microphone mishap. Anyways, I'm just recording with my phone now. We're gonna give the microphone a break. It's been 14 minutes too long for the microphone. So what I took from this, and what I want to share with this mid-thought that I wrote down and didn't elaborate on, that was 2 weeks ago, Nina's brain. You attract what you feel. Your vibrational frequency is aligned to what you feel. Basically, the universe does not speak a language. There's no language of the universe. There is, but it's not verbal, it's a feeling. Feeling is the language of the universe. And you're just a field, you're a walking field of feelings contained by the biological thing of muscle and skin. And inside of that is just, well, besides the organs and all that stuff, is feeling. Literally, we're walking feelings. And so don't resist yourself from feeling, but try to control your feeling into a more positive one. And yes, that's so much easier said than done. So much easier said than done. Because it's hard to feel in control of our feelings nowadays, in my opinion. But then again, it's all perspective. It really is all perspective. If you view the world from a negative point of view, yes, as Bob Marley says, there is so much trouble in the world, but there's also good. There is also good in the world. We cannot lie to ourselves. There is good in the world. Actually, it all depends on what you love and all that. But there is good in the world, and if you view the world through that lens of heart-shaped sunglasses, the good in the world, you're going to attract more of that into your life. Does that make sense? Like, you speak the level, the universe speaks the level that you think on and that you feel on. Whatever you feel is the vibration frequency coming from you. I really hope this is making sense. I don't know how to verbalize my thoughts in this situation, which is not the most efficient thing to be speaking on a podcast about. But I need to share this with the world. Like, I need the audience, whoever's listening, whoever needs to hear this, I hope this reaches the right people. You just simply create your life out of your feelings. If I feel happy and if I feel grateful, if I feel satisfied and content with a day, and you say, I'm ready to co-create another amazing day tomorrow. Thank you for today. This is what I loved about it. And I can't wait to feel this way about this, this, and this tomorrow. That is the formula of life. That is literally the formula. If you go to bed, gratitude, love, abundance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love this. I love that. I love this person. I'm so grateful for my roof. I'm so grateful for my window. I love cauliflower, okay? All of these random things. And you say all of this stuff, the next day, you're ready to co-create another day because you're already viewing life through the happy mindset. Because when you're asleep, you still emit stuff, but it's out of your control. So what you try to do is put it into your control as much as possible the night before, because your brain is just goes on subconscious mode. So truly, it's whatever you build throughout the day, and then you live that at night, but you're asleep. So, next one. Actually, no, next one. I'm creating another podcast episode because I'm gonna yap too long if I continue the next topic right now, and I don't want you guys to click out by the 20th minute. So, thank you all for listening, and I hope that this resonated with you, and I hope that this reached the audience, the target audience. All right, bye.